Babilonia. Bro, that thing's heavy.
Don't mind me, man. I'm like, I had a rough night's sleep.
Yeah,
my stomach's been bothering me.
It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause some churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss, so you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn, and bless when you pray. That's one interpretation, man, it's saying what it's saying. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, it's the power hour. The 11 hours. Tune in to your history. You know it in your history. Power hour. The 11 hours.
No sound.
Channel 9, brothers. Channel 9. Start it again.
Tenemos suficientes hombres.
Start it again.
Aquí en IUIC, en Israel en Cristo. Tengo la confianza que tenemos los hombres ahora.
Make sure that's good.
Tenemos
good
suficientes
sound.
Hombres. Cuando llegamos a un país nuevo, trayendo la palabra, pero ¿qué más? ¿Qué vamos a hacer después de eso? Ellos van a necesitar el apoyo a seguir con esto.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus Edition. Deacon Yahshua back in the house.
I know
I've been absent for a few weeks.
Hi, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, hi. I'm Deacon Yahshua.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. he welcomed me back to my show.
Right.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Hey. So who's the disrespectful officer that was just doing that? What's your name, sir?
My name is, to be unannounced, Breath of Term. Hello, Most High Christ. Bless Officer Shia.
Officer Shia.
Officer Tobias.
Officer Tobias, man. What's up, man? Being a Judite, what you think looking at that video, man?
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, yeah.
We're getting closer.
See the hot fire Northern Kingdom bringing?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Put some respect on it.
Right.
Oh, hey, Shalom Bishop. Y'all, what's up? Is in the house. He said the sound is very low, man. I don't know what you guys were doing over there.
On the videos, brothers. Channel 9.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It is what it is. Oh, he said we good now. He said we good on the sound. I think it was just the beginning. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, it was just the sound fading inward on the video.
Ah, okay. All right.
See, what had happened was.
Man, so I'm back. I'm back. We were in Ecuador. A couple weeks back, though, now, because I didn't do the show last week. So
yes.
I know. I was going to go over this very same thing. Last week, but I said, let me go. And actually, some more stuff popped in my head this week, so I think it's kind of good. And as usual, I probably have more than what we'll be able to go over, but we'll see. It depends.
Right.
It depends. We'll see how it goes. There's a lot. We recently went out to Ecuador. We broke ground in Ecuador.
Mm.
All right. This is in South America. For those unfamiliar with the tribes, all right. Ecuador is part of the tribe of Asher, okay? Part of the tribe of Asher. Let's pull up that that South America map, all right? There we go. So when you're looking at Asher, okay, you're covering Paraguay too. It's actually
yes.
Paraguay, Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador. So follow the loop, like, with me, right, as I name it. Like, just draw a line. So go down to Paraguay.
Right there, yep.
Paraguay, right? Bolivia. Uh-huh. Peru. Okay. Ecuador. That's where we were. Go up to Ecuador, all right? And Quito's the capital city. We're particularly there. Well, if we have time, we'll talk about that and the irony of its name. That Officer Cornelius had brought out. Then you have Colombia, all right, Venezuela, Guyana as well, although, you know, we know that you have some Benji there and so on and so forth, all right. Suriname, okay. Because of the, you know, the patterns of how our people moved around, captivity, being brought even within the region in slavery.
Correct.
But just geographically, that's technically some of the people that are in Guyana and Suriname, even if they're not speaking Spanish or whatever, they may be Asher. Some of them are Asher. Some of them might be Benji.
Yep.
Some of them might be Benji. And Brazil, all right? And Brazil. Oh, Uruguay, too. Not just Paraguay, Uruguay.
Did you say Peru was Asher?
Peru is Asher.
No, I thought it was Naftali.
Okay. Naftali is
Chile only?
Chile and Argentina.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm tripping then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are tripping.
Yes, I am. Thank you, sir. See? That's why we're glad to have you back, sir. Welcome to the show again.
You are trippy. Bro, Machu Picchu, bro.
Yes, it is.
That's Peru.
Right.
That's Machu Picchu.
That's right.
That's Inca.
That's right.
That's Inca. That's Pura Inca.
That's where... Machu Picchu, that's where what's that movie for the kids? I like to use the movies with my kids and show them, look, this is them, this is that. Like for
the
Elon,
road,
I'd be like
El Dorado?
No, not El Dorado, the one, the Kronks. Kronk.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Yes, I like to
and
show that.
I thought you were going to say Encanto, but that was Colombia, I think.
Yes,
yeah,
I think
it was supposed to be Colombia.
Yeah. So I'm like,
that was good, bro. Encanto was good.
Really good.
Bro, and they were all like fringed up and with dresses, like
yes.
skirts and stuff like
and
that.
And they actually had like our brothers, dark-skinned brothers.
Even the Diesel sister was wearing a skirt.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, bro. The Diesel sister.
That's right.
Big sisters.
That's right.
Right. So I know sometimes people get confused with the map and stuff like
That's
that.
Right.
But Chile, look, it's real easy. Chile and Argentina is Naftali, and the rest is Asher.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't see Argentina.
Right.
The name
Argentina. And it shows Central America.
Yep.
Central America's... And basically anything that's not Mexico is Zebulon.
Right.
Easy way to do it. Because I know some people are trying to remember it, right? You're like, oh, who's there? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's better to remember who's not
right.
in the region. So Mexico's Issachar. The rest of Central America is Zebulon.
Now, I do want to say this. That you got people, they call it Mesoamerica, which is pretty much the Mayan and the Aztec combined, but they don't know the prophecy of how Issachar and Zebulon would be together. So there's
right.
that lower central, that lower,
right.
I'm sorry, that lower Mexico and Guatemala is just so much. It's just like Gad and Issachar, they were just so close that you don't
right.
know who's
right.
who.
And I don't know if it's going to come out in some of the wiki that we're reading today, but I think it mentions something about if we get to it, I was reading something that talks about going into what you're saying about because we interacted with each other when,
so
we,
much,
when, we,
right.
when we stayed here on this side of the world. I believe even as far as going down into Ecuador, what they found in some of the tombs was similar to stuff they found with Gadites and stuff like that.
Correct.
So they were saying like it was something that Gadites found value on and that the Quito is what historians called. They say it was pre-Inca. Inca's the one that's the most popular.
Correct.
We know it's all the Israelites that were there, and probably a lot of the times these weren't names that we called ourselves. It was either A, lost in translation, so when the Spaniards came and they would ask us, you know, about like who we were, we might have been saying a word, not understanding that they were asking us who we were, and the word might have meant something else. That's pretty popular with Taíno, right? Because
right.
Taíno... it says that we were saying, and it wasn't Taíno. We were, well, history calls us Arawaks. You had Arawaks and Caribs. So anybody in the Caribbean that was not Benji was Arawaks.
And even
and
that
were,
sounds,
and if you were was Benji today, you would call Caribs.
Right. And even that sounds like what Esau heard, so that's how they ran with it. So
yes, yes. So again, you have all these different names and stuff like that. But basically, going into what you were saying with the mixing, go back to the Central America map. It was, you could tell like there was things there where they had value in commerce.
Yes.
So yeah. So you know that the Maya, the Mayas, the everybody that's not Mexico, right? And the Aztecs were the Mexicans. Okay. So-called Mexican,
mm-hmm.
Las Aztecas. I actually got that book. I got the Spanish version, hardcover. And I haven't read the whole thing, but
right.
just in the first few pages, it talks about how their origin story when, like, the when the Dominican friars came and things like that, they had the origin story that basically it was like there was a – they basically likened it to that he was saying Moses and the Exodus and stuff like that. So but anyway, so you see Mexico there, that's the Aztecs, and then anything that's not Mexico is the Mayas, mm-hmm. all right? And then as you go back down, see how Panama's connected to Colombia, right? It's all, you can drive all that, actually.
Mm.
I'm not saying it'd be easy.
No, it's probably days and
but,
days.
But, no, but there's routes that you can take where you can actually drive from like here in the United States all the way down into South America, and then go back to the South American map. You see Panama's right connected to Colombia. So you see that little leg up in the upper left connected
upper
to Colombia,
upper left
corner, upper left corner.
Colombia.
That's Panama, all right? And it's connected to Colombia there. So meaning they didn't have to really travel by ship to get to each other. They could have took overland routes.
Mm-hmm.
And we do know that they had knowledge of navigation, all right? Because you read that in Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
You also read that in 2 Ezra 13. Just how the very nature of how we got to this side of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of trade and commerce. Like I said, if we get to it, we'll read it there. Actually, last night I was posted. Was it last night or the night before? I don't know. The night before, like the internet went out, like Google crashed.
Mm-hmm.
So like nothing was working.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I guess Google for like a couple hours, like nothing was working. Like, I don't know if it was everywhere, but I know there was articles about it, like, the next day.
Right.
The,
losing money.
And, right. And, like, so, you know, I was trying to just kick back and, like, you know, watch some HBO Max or whatever. And,
mm-hmm.
and nothing was working. So I was chatting it up with some of the core Northern Kingdom, like the officers of 50 and up that are Northern Kingdom. And I started thinking about, and I've been reading Judges. I started reading Judges again. So
you brought that fire, bro.
Yeah, so I was looking at things. Long story short, I didn't bring the book today, but we went over it on another show. Maybe I'll run it back. It's a book that Deacon Ithan recommended to me. It's like from the 1800s. And it goes into the history of Solomon and the navies. And, you know, what I had brought out was that when you read in 2 Ezra 13, let's just read that real quick. I'll just touch on it real briefly.
You brought, I mean, you shared it on the tongue and bring it up.
Right,
man.
Right.
I was like, what?
Right.
It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Bro, there's so much stuff.
The Salvadorians or Zebulon. If they're in Central America and they're not Mexico, they're Zebulon. Someone asked one of the El Salvadorians.
Yo, bro.
So anything that's not Mexico and what's known as that Central American strip is Zebulon. Is Zebulon. So guess second as a 13.
Start at verse 40.
No. We'll just get to the point because I'm not going to go into that. I brought it up, so I just might as well talk about it. And it was one of the things that we don't often
someone
speak
said,
about. Yeah, I guess you could start at verse 40 so they know who we're talking about. What did someone say?
Someone said the Google Center exploded a few days ago.
Yeah, I saw it. It was like three people who died or something like that. I was reading an article, and then it messed up. Only thing that was working was like Netflix and barely.
Wow.
But like apparently HBO Max, Prime, everything. Somehow they must use Google's platforms.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And then like I was trying to do some work earlier that evening, and like the computer wasn't, like my desktop wasn't working, but for some reason my laptop was. It was weird. It was like a weird thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
It was weird. I was like, damn, man, no internet. What the hell? I forgot. I came up with the days of AOL with dial-up, bro. I mean, sometimes, man, you were trying to get up on them chat rooms,
yeah,
and you trying to dial in, and you just couldn't get in. You see little man running, wasn't going nowhere. You trying to get, you know, trying to get.
You got mail.
I mean, my first laptop was a big old brick.
Damn.
It wasn't cheap either. It was a lot of freaking money. First laptop.
Hey,
breaking night on AOL.
Everybody had the box with the cow.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly it.
Wow.
The gateway. You talk
yes,
about the gateway.
Yeah,
the gateway. Yep, gateway computer.
Wow.
Yep. Okay. Let's read that real quick. This was the point that I was bringing out because I said I was reading Judges, and I'll probably bring this out when I bring the book in that talks about the knowledge that we as Israel had, especially under Solomon, with his knowledge of. All things, and we had a navy, right? So go ahead, read this real quick. This was the point that I was making.
This is the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 15 and verse 40. Those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of Hosea the king, whom Salmanazar the king of Assyria led away captive.
Right, because it was the custom of the Assyrians that they would remove you from the land that they conquered and displace you, right? So like... other empires typically would keep you there, and they would set governors and rulers over you. They would actually take you out of there and displace you. And they brought many of the people back to like their Nineveh, to their capital cities and things like that. All right. So he's saying that, you know, through the process of the captivities, when the Persians and the Medes came to into power, this is after the Assyrians, they then granted liberty. Basically, what you're reading in this verse is so that you can understand why they needed to go back to Jerusalem, why they needed to be granted liberty to go anywhere, because the majority of them were not in Israel or what's known as Samaria for the northern kingdom anymore, because most of them were displaced when you look at the history.
They were displaced by the king of Assyria, which was thousands of years before. Then
yes.
After was Babylon. Then after Babylon, Persia.
Right.
That's when we got liberty.
Right, right. Meaning we stayed displaced until Persia gave us liberty to move around again.
Yep.
Yes. So go ahead. Read that again.
Those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of Hosea the king, whom Salmanazar, the king of Assyria, led away captive. And he carried them over the waters. And so came they into another land. But they took this counsel among themselves, that they would leave the multitude of the heathen and go forth into a further country where never mankind dwelt.
Right. So here's the part where, as I was reading in Judges, you have to understand that this is historically based, because it then poses the question, I mean, was it divine that they knew to go to Arsareth, right? And I'm not going to get into that too much today as far as from the outside book, but I'll deal with it in here. They took this counsel amongst themselves that they would leave the multitude of the heathen, all right, and go where never mankind dwelt. Read verse 42.
Verse 42, that they might there keep their statutes, which they never kept in their own land.
Right. So that right there is historically based. It's not like they got some divine knowledge in that moment. This is why I mean when I say it's all divine, because the Most High was dealing with them. It wasn't in that moment that they said, hey, we're not keeping the laws here. You go all the way back to Judges 2, right? I believe it was 2 I said, right? 1 through 4, is that what I had said?
I'm trying to find it in Maitland.
Yeah, I think it's hold on. Yeah. Three is the point, but start at one. So these people, you got to listen. Israel moved with the elders, right? So when it's saying that they took this council among themselves, this means that these were the leaders. These were the elders of the Northern Kingdom tribes that got together after they were granted their liberty. And some were given liberty to go back and rebuild Jerusalem, right? And others said, you know what, man, let's get out of here. But why? Historically, you have to understand that it was always about the Israelites, right? So you go back to Judges 2, and they understood this. All right, go ahead, read that.
The book of Judges, chapter 2 and verse 1. And an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never leave, I will never break my covenant with you.
Come on.
And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land.
Right. So we were instructed to not have any league, right? Like, don't make any covenant, right? You know, there's another scripture that says we made a covenant with death,
right?
Death is meaning these other nations, right? And their cultures and everything. He said, we shouldn't have any league with the inhabitants of this land. Come on.
Ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
Right, because once Joshua died and the leadership waned from there, in the time of Judges, a lot of Israel basically liked to go it alone, right? You know, there was periods where judges were raised up and they would do some righteousness, but for the most part, it was basically these ups and downs during Judges of them doing good, but mostly doing bad, right? Our forefathers. Go ahead, read.
Verse 3, wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you.
So this is why I say when you read in 2 Ezra 13, 41 and 42 that it's historically based, they knew that going back to Jerusalem wasn't going to help the many,
right?
They said, he said, I'm not going to drive these enemies out from before you, right? So they said, let's try to go someplace where they're not. Read on.
But they shall be as thorns in your side. And their gods shall be a snare unto you.
They understood that. They said, if we stay anywhere near these, this is why he says, let us go where never mankind dwelt. Let us go where never mankind dwelt, so that there we may keep our statutes. Because there you would not, they didn't realize that the curses would pursue them even there, right? That they had to go through that cycle of the curses. But their intent was to avoid what happened here in Judges, meaning that they had this knowledge that was passed on, and they understood this, right? Read verse 4.
Verse 4, and it came to pass, when the angel of the Lord spake these words unto all the children of Israel, their voice and wept.
Right. So the point being is when you go back and now, go ahead, read 2 Ezra 13, 41 and 42.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 13 and verse 41. But they took this counsel among themselves, that they would leave the multitude of the heathen and go forth into a further country.
Right, because they understood what we just read in Judges 2. Come on.
Where never mankind dwelt, that they might there keep their statutes, which they never kept in their own land.
Because they knew that the heathen would be a thorn in their sides and that the heathen's gods, right, would be a snare unto us. So this is why they said, let's go somewhere else. What I'll bring out, if I remember on the next time we have our show, is I'll bring that book in. We'll run it back. We did an episode on it, but I think, I don't know if we were doing, that was a Saturday show, I think, probably.
It was
a long time ago.
It
was a while ago. A couple years at least,
It was a very good class.
But it goes, and we'll read the history, and it goes into how basically in the records, just like they remembered from what happened in the time of Judges and why they needed to leave, they also knew that there was a place where never mankind dwelt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because in that moment that they were given some divine divination. The Most High did his divinity with that when he revealed to Solomon this side of the earth. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of goes into loosely how they say the Olmecs predate a lot of people here.
Yes.
But the Olmecs is us.
Deacon Ithan brought that out in his a long, extensive, like 4 or 5 part history of our hidden history, where he's covering the Olmecs and how, yes, they do predate a long time ago. And everybody's curious about the Olmecs and they want to know about the Olmecs, but it's so vague out there. But it goes back into the time of Solomon.
Right. It goes back to the time of Solomon and them knowing and having spent some time here. There's also, again, we can't say it was scripture, but like nobody really knows where Ophir was. And they try to tell you Ophir was on this side of the world.
Exactly.
Ophir, in theory, based on what we read and what we'll bring out, could potentially have meant
this side of the earth as well.
Right.
And that's where all that gold and everything came from.
And then also in the scriptures where it explains how the Navy ships took 13 years to come back into the land to Israel. So they would go out and then they would come back. And so it's a lot of scripture, a lot of history. Very good stuff. Very, very good stuff.
We got brother asking about Dominican Republic. We have brothers in Dominican Republic. There is a Dominican Republic. There is a Dominican Republic camp. All right, it's still in its infancy. So we do have some brothers there. If you're in DR, he says people haven't answered his emails. You know what? Oh, gosh, dude. I don't know if we have a DR email. I'm wondering who we can email to get an answer.
We can send them over to Joel. Send me.
Okay.
New York.
So, but you're gonna give them some post some information for
Yes, you can. You can email us at ioic.phoenix. I'm sorry, ioicphoenix.israelunite.org, and then we'll get you in contact with the proper channels, brothers and sisters for Dominican Republic.
Right.
I have gotten in questions about DR before as well. So.
That was Christopher Jewell.
Christopher, I'll post it up right now. IUIC Phoenix. Just email us here at IUIC Phoenix, and then I will personally send you over to the proper channels. All right, brothers and sisters.
Right. Okay. No, Olmec was just us. All right. As far as which tribe, it was under all the kingdoms, right? The United Kingdom under Solomon, meaning the Olmecs was just us. It wasn't just Issachar. That means it was basically all of the tribes potentially that made the journey over, all right, at that time. But, yeah, so for Christopher, he was getting impatient. Yeah, brother, we're not, like, checking the feed like that. We're in the middle of breaking down scriptures, all right? Okay. And then someone asked about who the Colombians are. All right, let me run this through on the map again, all right? Real easy way to remember this, okay? Pull the map up for everybody. Let me run this through on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Starting with Uruguay. Start with Uruguay. I had started with Paraguay.
Down. Before. No, right there.
Down.
No, go back.
Start with Uruguay.
It's the purple at the bottom right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Zoom in a little more.
So Uruguay. Okay. Paraguay. Simple to Paraguay. Bolivia. Peru. Ecuador. Colombia. Venezuela. Guyana. Suriname. I don't know what Cayenne is. And Brazil. That's all the tribe of Asher. That's all the tribe of Asher. Okay. And then Chile and Argentina is Naphtali. Okay. So like I said, the easy way to remember this, Chile and Argentina is Naphtali. The rest of the country is Asher.
Right.
The rest of the country is Asher. All right. Easy way to remember it. Just like I said, Central America. Mexico is Issachar. The rest of what's known as Central America is Zebulon, all right? Mm-hmm. Easier to remember it that way, I think, than if you're
that's exactly how you remember it.
Right, then going into it and try to remember what each one is, okay? So, but yeah, it don't matter. Look, I don't even like to say I'm very white-looking because people who know so-called Latinos know that I'm not, that, like, we look different.
Right.
There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly like.
No,
because like look, you light skin, but you could tell there's no way that you're a white person, you know. You're not Edom.
Bob.
But remember, Hosea talks about how Northern Kingdoms are cake not turned. All right, so we come in all
birds.
Colors. We come in all colors.
Hey,
there's books. I got a book that's banger that says a Native American from the I forgot the tribe, but he says we would be intermingled with the white men, and in the end days we weren't gonna know who's who.
Right. Oh, Christopher Jewel. Yeah, so email iuic.phoenix@israelunite.org, and then we'll put you directly in touch with somebody. What happens is when you're contacting the main thing that goes to Deacon Asa fields a lot of calls, a lot of emails. And sometimes things get lost in the mix, all right? It gets lost in the mix. So just go ahead and email iuic.phoenix@israelunite.org, and then we'll make sure that we put you in direct touch with the men that are over Dominican Republic, all right? And we can loop you in if you're down there with the brothers that we got down there. All right. Okay. Hey, put up the Ecuador ad, like the pictures for the Ecuador ads, and then I want us to share the link to the Ecuador YouTube page. So we broke ground in Ecuador.
That's
all right.
Right.
And we set up the IUIC Ecuador page. So if you want to see camp footage from there, I know maybe if you don't speak Spanish, mm-hmm. you know, you could kind of figure out. You'll hear the scriptures coming out and you'll get an idea of what's being taught.
Right.
go ahead and subscribe to the socials for IUIC Ecuador, all right? Listen, all Israel will be saved, right? Meaning one-third from all the tribes need to be saved. So let's support the Spanish pages, right? For years, people were like, oh, Northern Kingdom's not doing anything. Northern Kingdom's not doing
anything. We've been doing everything.
Northern Kingdom's doing stuff now. Let's get the support from the rest of the tribes. Even if you don't speak the language, don't put in your head and say, oh, but I don't speak the language, so why am I going to subscribe? Listen, do you know how these algorithms and all this stuff works? But if you got a lot of subscribers, if you got a lot of notifications and activity on there, it'll drive the people who do speak Spanish there, and they'll get attention. And then you got more souls that can then wake up from this. All right.
Go ahead.
A lot of people may have people on their friends list that they don't know actually speak Spanish, mm-hmm. who may have family members that speak only Spanish.
Right.
So they can share it with them and get it out there.
So, hey, brothers and sisters, I actually shared the Ecuador page on there. So go ahead and like and subscribe. And also, I shared the Israel Unido en Cristo, the main Spanish one. Just like IOIC in the classrooms, I did the same one for Spanish one. We go
That's
there
right.
throughout the week, on IOIC in the classrooms too. There's every day from Sunday through Friday, we have classes going on live. It's the same thing. We have an Israel Unido en Cristo page. We have every weekly from Sunday through Friday, we have classes, live classes in Spanish that if you help and share, guess what? We'll get out of here quicker. So all praise to the Most High.
All praises to the Most High. All praises to the Most High. Any other pictures? How come are we able to share? I don't see us sharing anything in the chat, like with the link or nothing. Like, can we do that? Can we post links in there? Or you guys?
What chat? I did it.
In the live chat. Are you doing it on the Classroom 2 page too?
Yeah.
Are you seeing the Classroom 2?
And Phoenix.
Okay. All right. I didn't see it. Maybe I missed it. But make sure you're posting it in there. Okay. All right. Any other pictures? Why do you just keep putting pictures of me? I got other. It wasn't just me. Look, they're coming up here.
That's all of them, D.
Okay.
A lot of the ads just had you on there. I mean, you know, that's how it played out.
All right. I guess. All right. Another Kingdom got one finally.
Let's go. That's
right. They put me out there, man.
Right.
Like my face out there like that.
All praise.
Oh, man. I sent a zip file, some of the pictures. But before I get into some of the things I wanted to bring out of things I noticed there, I wanted to share some of the photos. You know, I know we do these things in ads. Maybe some of these things might not get posted or whatever. Just so you guys could kind of see. And it's probably something that whenever we break ground, I'll typically try to do so you guys can get an idea, especially if you're not Northern Kingdom and you kind of want to learn a little bit and see what's out there. Remember, Northern Kingdom, we have 10 parts.
Right.
I'm saying
we got 10 parts. So there's a lot of us that you gotta roll with. They said IUIC Ecuador won't pull up on Facebook. Okay, maybe they made the ad and Facebook's not ready, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Issachar 12 Tribus. Hey, that's one thing I'm going to tell you right now. Northern Kingdom gets a bad rap when it comes to Cristo Negro. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now. I was talking with Bishop Kanai about this, all right? And it's Northern Kingdom here in the United States that often has an issue with that. But that has not been my experience when I've gone to countries where America's influence is not that heavy. There might have been – I could count on one hand how many people were against the image in Ecuador. On one hand. The only other reception that was greater than that with the image was Cuba, where everybody there, nobody bucked up against it there.
Right.
But we had like maybe five that in Ecuador, if that. But whenever we brought, because we're ready, because we know that that's our experience here, that you're going to bring out the true depiction of Christ,
mm-hmm.
and that you're going to get the pushback. Nah, man, let me tell you something. Especially the way Southern Kingdom, the way Judah, these Christian Judites, been defending white Jesus lately during this Christian blitz.
Mm.
I think Southern Kingdom needs to back up off Northern Kingdom with Cristo Negro, because Cristo Negro was pretty accepted where we went, all right? Cristo Negro was pretty accepted.
You know what? That's true. I was teaching an Astro brother from Colombia, and he was like, yeah. Like,
no.
And
here's the thing that I noticed, because
I'm here in Phoenix.
I remember I was talking with Captain Zeph on the bus. We were on the way to one of the things, and he said, he goes, hey, man, why do you think it's been, like, such rough going, like, in, you know, Puerto Rico and DR, you know? And, you know, we come to these other places, and it's not as hard to tell them this. Even though they have Christianity, that's the part of the show where I'll talk about the virus of white supremacy, how it's everywhere. It's that outside of Christianity, a lot of the rest of the ideals and the Americanism of Esau has not really penetrated a lot of these countries. I would dare say many of them are a little more woke when you go to some of these other places. You talk about the conquistadors, and they're with it. They have a thorough understanding of how that went down for them. Mm. It's not like going to Puerto Rico or even DR. You know, my wife was upset when I said DR too, but I was like, nah, DR too. I said, it's a little more Americanized now.
Yeah.
I said, it's not like, maybe it's okay. Not like it used to be. Like, you get some pushback there too.
PR was like, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was excited to be there. I was like, okay,
yeah.
That's
what's
up.
Spanish-speaking. It was like being in the South Bronx.
It's still America.
Yeah.
It's still America. Yeah. Still America.
It was a lot of Spanish-speaking.
But hey, man, they were with it. Like, you read it to them, and once you just read it to them in the scriptures, it's just and that's another thing, like with the Spanish language, and that's why when you have like some translations that aren't correct, mm-hmm. like when we use the Reina Valera, there's a multitude of scriptures that it doesn't say what the King James says.
Correct.
It actually kind of changes it over. Mm-hmm. It's like in the English language, there's how many synonyms for a word, right? But in Spanish, it's not particularly like that. If you use a word, there's emphasis on that word, and they just go with what the word says. Like,
right.
Basically, the word is more meaningful, mm-hmm. versus in English, where there's a lot of synonyms. So when you read it and you tell them burnt brass and, you know, woolly hair and all of that, it's like...
That's what it says.
That's what it says.
Right.
It was like that even with laws, you know? Like, you were bringing out things with the laws, you know? They're getting a lot of questions. Are we on the law of grace and all of this? And they were with all that when you read it out. So it's like the words in Spanish... tend to be a little more potent. This is my assessment on it. So I told him, I feel like when you go to these other places, though they have white supremacy there because they have Christianity, mm-hmm. in a lot of other things, it's not there. Now, one thing I did notice was pretty prevalent, and we'll get into it in a little while when we read the article, the LGBTQ thing is spreading everywhere. Mm-hmm. And there was some there. Damn, I didn't post the pictures from the people here, but we'll talk about it over there. And we're working on trying to fix the deficiencies in the Reina Valera. Lord's will, we're going to put out a complete Spanish Bible with the Apocrypha. It'll be the King James. Well, basically, it'll be the Reina Valera, but we're going to make sure that it's accurate to the King James translation for the scriptures that we have that are mistranslated. Mm. So those things will be fixed, mm. as well. So, yeah, the other reposo. You got to say the septimo dia, right? And they mislead people, right?
Yeah.
The Sabbath word is not in the Bible, right? So, Lord's Will, we have the Original Royalty Publishing Group, and we're going to put together something where we'll take those problem scriptures that are not translated correctly, that they don't line up with the King James, and we'll fix those, and then and also throw the Spanish Apocrypha in there. Mm. So we'll sell like one complete Spanish Bible for that. So
the Spanish Apocrypha is already done?
It is. It's just not in print yet. So okay. We were having some issues with that. Some brothers have printed it, so we do have one that they take with us,
right.
Right.
on trips and stuff like that, but we're gonna do something real nice. So we'll do the standalone Apocrypha still.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, because the whole Bible will take a little longer to get done. But the intent is that we just do one complete Spanish Bible with the Apocrypha, you know, nice, get it leather bound, or at least, you know, bound like we would a regular Bible that you have, like not paperback or something like that,
correct,
that we could take into the battle. So Lord's will, that's coming down the pipe, all right? As Lord's will, that's coming down the pipe. I'm not sure how much it'll cost. It depends on how much it costs us to produce it. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Yeah, you'll see the Apocrypha in Espanol before you see the whole Bible, because that's done already. We're going to put that out because it's going to be needed for these trips too. So,
hey, and I want to say concerning like those things, y'all brothers and sisters, y'all see how there's so much to be done. There's so much work to be done. So if you haven't visited a school, what are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been a part of the congregation, what are you waiting for? The kingdom of heaven doesn't come by observation. We need brothers and sisters putting in work. But you need to be established. You need to build yourself up. We're not just going to throw you in and let, you know, we don't even know you, right? We haven't proven you. But there's so much work to be done that we need laborers. We need quality laborers to bring forth this truth, because we have 10 parts.
Yeah.
Just like Southern Kingdom, there's a lot of brothers. I'll pray to the Most High. The leadership's going to Africa. They're going to Europe. But then now we also got to hit South America, Mexico, Central America, and we need laborers.
Yeah,
so
we do. And, you know, one of the promos, what I'm essentially saying in Spanish is that I feel we have enough teachers at this point,
mm-hmm,
that we can go and hit these places. We have good, solid Spanish-speaking men that can go and do it. But it's the after that's critical. And that's the point that I was trying to make. Those are snippets from an interview they gave. I was exhausted at that point. That was the last day. My point being is that we break ground, but then we got to support these places afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's going to come in heavy, where we have these other people who can, maybe you're not the one that's going to go out and teach on the street, but you can translate, you can edit, you can do certain things in that regard that'll help us push the things out, you know, push social media, advertising, so on and so forth,
right,
you know? I'll tell you one thing that I noticed too, when you go to a lot of these countries, is that they've never seen the word preached with such boldness.
Mm.
And I'll give you an example. We went up to one place, and it was like this big park. I mean, it was an ocean of people. And there was like a little group there with a speaker in there singing and dancing. And the brother from there tells me, he goes, oh, yeah, that's the Christians prophesying. Mm. And they're just singing and dancing. So I said, okay, we're gonna set up camp right here. we're gonna drop camp right here. I said, and we're gonna go in on this right here. So, you know, they turned their thing down because, like, you know, and I'm telling you, the crowds just came, and it's because they see the boldness. You know, you saw that when the apostles preached, and even Christ, and they were like, my gosh, these people are preaching with such boldness.
Right.
They've never seen. So though they've had the Bible twisted and taught to them,
mm-hmm,
they've never seen the authority that learned men come and teach the Bible with.
Mm-hmm.
And that by itself draws them in. Like, that becomes a spectacle. But it demands attention.
Mm.
You know, like, so a lot of people are like, oh, why are you teaching this way? Well, first of all, the Bible says that, right? It talks about shaking the finger, exalt the voice, lift up your voice like a trumpet,
right,
show your people their transgressions, mm-hmm, right? And when they see that, though, It speaks to their soul.
Right.
It speaks to their soul, and it grabs their attention. Here in America, they're desensitized to that because we're always marching. We're always, even if you never come across the Israelites, you always see a display. You always see a spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much in some of these other countries. And that's why I've noticed as we've broken ground in some of these places, it's become somewhat, and I wouldn't be surprised when we break ground in Guatemala if it's the same thing. You know, the brothers, I wouldn't necessarily call it breaking ground, but they've done little short trips to go to Costa Rica and Panama.
Yep.
Things like that. Even then, it's like just masses of people. Mm-hmm. Even in Tijuana, like, you get masses of people that come up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they're not as desensitized as they are here. And so they see the scriptures being preached with that boldness, and it just calls to their soul, just
right,
calls to their spirit that whether they hear or they forbear, they there for a minute listening, because they're like, damn, what the hell is this? What's
right
going on? Like, the way these people are teaching and preaching. So it was pretty powerful in that regard. I want to share some pictures before I go into some observations from the trip. I sent you some in the zip file.
Hey, D, too, if I can make a point to what you and Officer Ashayi were bringing out,
mm-hmm.
when we go on these trips and we breaking ground in these places,
mm-hmm.
the people see where the money is going from the booster club.
You're right.
It's not, booster you know, it's club. Not going toward buying Rolls Royces. It's not going toward private jets. It's going toward doing the Lord's work. And also with the social media that you mentioned, that is a heavy office. People take that lightly because we're not always going to be able to be out there. And the scriptures say that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for those listening, social media is something that we need.
Yeah, it's needed. And listen, it's the medium that people gravitate to, right? It's what's going on. And let me tell you something, though it's global, it's not as heavy in a lot of these other countries yet either. So it's basically, it's still kind of really getting its hold and things like that. So it's basically wide open, you know, for people to understand and have a medium to see stuff. What were you?
I gotta find it.
All right, so I'm gonna show some pictures, some shots. Maybe some of these you've seen in advertisements. Some of them maybe know. That's the radio show. All right, go ahead.
That's a good picture.
Yeah, these brothers that took these pictures are good, man. These brothers that took these pictures.
Shout out Officer Asher, Officer Joshua.
I am sitting. I'm not standing. All right? That is a seat behind me. It's just a high seat. I was looking at it. I said, damn, I look like I'm standing. Like, go ahead. All right, it's Captain Zeph. All right? Bringing it out. Go ahead. All right. That was the first day radio show. Captain Abiel. All right? Again, these are veterans. That's the other thing. You know, I was telling the crew we had out there, we got like our veterans,
right.
You know, we've come up through the years. It's not even just longevity of years, but just experience traveling, experience in heated camps. You know, New York's like the boot camp of camp.
Mm.
I know there's some places like, oh, camp is dope here. I mean, New York is its own animal by itself. Like consistently, I've always said this is the difference between New York and everywhere else. You could pretty much go to any corner in New York City and drop signs and start teaching camp, and you're gonna have people coming by.
That's how many people.
Yeah, are. It's just yeah. But Ecuador was crazy, bro. I don't know if we got any shots of the crowds, bro. It was masses of people. You know what I'm seeing? So like the Matrix when it's mad crowded, mm-hmm. it looked like that, bro.
Right, right.
Worse. It was like more. Yeah, you could keep going little by little through some of these. Go ahead. They took a lot on the radio. That's Officer Yamagan. Another good brother. He's known about the truth a lot of years, even prior to IUIC. Then he came back. He's been with IUIC for some years. Strong brother, passionate, devoted, good teacher.
Yo, and I want to say that Officer Yamagan, Captain Abiel, these brothers, I was going over the talents in Matthew 25 on Monday Night Law here in Phoenix, and I was saying, if the Most High blessed you with one talent and you come in and you're willing, you'll gain other talents, like
yeah.
it says. These but also learned Portuguese. So we out there, we're also teaching in Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
These brothers are faithful, willing to learn, willing to carry a new talent.
Yep.
And it's just the spirit of the Lord.
Right, right. And there's an exchange of gifts on these trips, too. Like people see things we pick up from each other. Go ahead. Any more? No, go back. Run back. So Captain Abiel, I've mentioned this in on the side sometimes before. Captain Abiel and I came into truth at the same time, right? I found out about it, and I called him over to my house the next day to tell him about it. He was like the first person that I told about. Like literally the first person after I learned about it was him.
That's wild.
Because I've been friends with Captain Abiel for like 24 years now, I think. Was 98? Does that make 24 years? I think it was 98
yeah,
that 24. I met him. I think it was 98 that I met him. And we've been friends the whole – so he was the first person that I told. And I think was it 2008 when I repented? So when I began repenting. So it was like I had known him 10 years at that point. He was the first person. And I remember we both went because I had an NKJV. I didn't have a KJV Bible in my house.
I remember you telling me.
Yeah, and we went to Barnes & Noble's when they still had a bunch of those. Mm-hmm. Right? We went to Barnes & Noble's in Co-op City in the Bronx.
That's where I got my first Bible after hearing
And we went. We each bought a KJV, and they happened to have, which at that time it wasn't very common, they had the red Apocrypha, the hardcover Apocrypha.
You didn't have to order it?
No. This is my same Apocrypha that I bought in Barnes & Noble's after I had told Abiel. This same Apocrypha that I'm holding. You notice I put some duct tape on it. I got the Gorilla Tape on it to try to hold it back together. is peeling off over here or whatever. But this is my same Apocrypha that I have from then that I got with Abiel. So Abiel and I have been in the truth essentially the same amount of time. We've been friends, like I said, like 24 years. So, it's crazy how things work. I'm not going to tell you the story of how we even wound up meeting and becoming friends. He's told it occasionally, I think. He might have told you all at Tabernacles, right? Yeah, I told it. I'm not going to say it on the airwaves, but even that in and of itself is funny. And it, to me, I just believe he and I crossed paths because Most High knew like these years later that we were going to get together that way. So, but anyway, go ahead, roll forward. And then Zeph, I think, came when we were in 1088. I believe he came when we were in 1088. I think so. I'm pretty sure he came like towards the tail end of 1088. And so I've known Zeph for a number of years as well. Zeph's another one. He knew about the truth prior to coming to IUIC, but has strayed away and then came back. Yeah, Zeph knew about it, but then he came back.
I asked him. I said he went to the old school to like the bishop leaders, and he was there. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
What an honor. But that should have
been. Yep. So, yeah. So, I mean, and then, you know, there was some other Northern Kingdom with us at that time, but like for the most part, like we was left of like the original, like from that group,
right?
Like from that early group, it's just basically us. So, you know, I say that we the originals. Like they had a picture of the three of us. I said we the originals. You know, like we the originals. So we've been all praise to the Most High. Lord's will we continue to endure.
Right.
We've been going at it for a long time.
We got Joshua. We got Tobit. We got Hosea. We got
So it's only fit. You know, like, bro, I'm telling you, there's something about man, when you get to that point when you go traveling, it's not just the teaching the people and stuff like that, but you start to it's usually a certain group that you go with. It's not always somebody different. Like you have, there's just certain men that have that evangelical spirit.
Right.
I don't think I do, but then what you're just saying about how multiple gifts and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, so I guess I do because I have done my share of traveling. Just is very spaced out on occasion.
It's developed over the years.
I guess, you know, I definitely see myself
traveling for like Southern Kingdom and things like that. No,
no,
because that's
no.
Like Deacon Isaac has traveled,
right.
Captain Hananiah,
right.
The bishops,
right?
They travel a lot like that. But now, Lord's will, I might be prophesying here. No, I'm just kidding.
He said, hey, Paul's mission.
Now,
no, I mean, I think
now,
I think for Northern Kingdom, we've hit at least 10 countries.
Now, yeah. Northern Kingdom, your office might start.
Because if you count the quest, when we went on the quest when it was Northern Kingdom, we hit, I think, 4 spots there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've gone to PR, we've gone to DR, we've gone to Cuba, we've gone to Mexico. And it's almost 10. So it'd be like 8 spots. Now Ecuador.
Northern Kingdom's coming. So you're
right.
Traveling.
We're working on the next trip. This is why you got to support the Booster Club.
That's
all
right.
Right. You see it along the bottom on the lower third there on the streamer. Donate to the Booster Club. IOC.fundraising at IsraelUnite.org.
Correct.
All right. We're trying to do 3 countries before the year is out in 1 trip. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. So we're trying to go for somewhere in the area of a few weeks, and hit 3 countries more. So, but go ahead, keep going. So you know you have your certain groups that you go with. I've traveled with Yamaga. I mean, I've traveled with Abiel and Zeph before, but I've traveled with Yamagan before. I've traveled with Cornelius, that's my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep going.
Hey, Deke.
Yeah.
Check out those beard gains, though.
No. Yeah, that's not Photoshop. That's not,
hey.
The beard was looking healthy in the land of the Incas over there. The beard was looking healthy. Go ahead, keep going. It had natural oils coming down. Go ahead. Keep going. All right, so that was like outside the radio show. We started dropping off flyers and stuff like that. And actually, it's wild because they were coming up to us asking us for information.
After hearing you teach?
No, this was just them seeing us.
They saw it, man.
Bro, I'm telling you, there's something in the spirit, bro. I'm telling you, there's something in the spirit they see. And that's what I'm saying. Like, they've never seen things like that before, you know? Go ahead, come on.
I heard Deacon Abiel talking about how there was like a brother walked up to him when he was going through like Walmart. He's like, you know something that I need to know.
Go back real quick. Officer Asher, what's going on with this, bro? Why do you look gray?
I know. I'm just kidding. And then he got me like, I don't know, it's like, standing up, my stomach don't show that much, but like when you sit down, you get a muffin top.
I'm sorry.
So he got me bent at the hips. So it's like my stomach's not that big. All right.
I'm sorry. Joshua, that's strike one.
My stomach's not that big. All right. Okay, keep going. Right, so, you know, we head out. That's Cornelius. That's Officer Cornelius. Brother been around a long time, too.
That brother, man.
Strong brother, man. Strong. He's probably one of the more popular Northern Kingdom teachers. Very articulate. Good brother, man. Good brother to
charisma.
Have. Like, yeah, no, just good, humble brother. Passionate in bringing out the word. You could tell he studies. Go ahead, keep going. And it's not like, bro, can I tell you? There was not a flyer on the floor.
Man.
What?
That's another thing. There was not one flyer on the floor.
That's
the closest thing we got to that was some crazy homeless lady gave the flyer back. But she would not throw it on the floor.
All praises.
There was not one flyer on the floor. Not one flyer on the floor. Oh, that's brother Herman. Is it Herman or Hernan? I don't know. Hey, that brother's good, bro. That brother, that he lives on the coast, which is about 8 hours away from Quito.
Damn.
And he made sure that he came out. And they got another brother that's there in the city. And he comes like 2 to 3 times a month from 8 hours away to spend some days with him so that they can do flyers and things like that.
That's wild.
So we got like three families out there. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what happened with this brother. All right.
Trevor Asher.
This brother. So there was one point, like the second day, like it was nearing to dark. So like more of the crazies were coming out. So we had saw like a drug deal go down and the cops was trying to get. So we saw like the handoff where they were trying to get rid of the evidence and stuff like that. There was some prostitution thing going on. We saw like soliciting, not us. They were soliciting people there for prostitution. We saw some LGBTQ. Anyway, there's one little dude, like I'm on the outside post. This one little dude walks up to me, right? And it was funny. This is funny. This is my theory, right? Like, you know, I'm short, but I'm not like a slim guy. Like, you know, like I'm stocky. So I think the dude walked up like he was going to post up on me.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when he got close, it's like he stopped and he second-guessed it because he was skinny, bro. He was like my height, but skinny.
Right.
And I think maybe he was going to try to come up and, like, press up on me, maybe, you know, try to grab something off of me or whatever, you know. And, like, he stopped and, like, paused and, like, was reassessing, right? Bro, this brother came, I don't know where the hell he was on post. These are guys that are not an MOV with no experience.
Damn.
Jumped in between me and this other dude.
Damn.
All praise.
And was just like, hey, what's going on? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like straight up, like, him and a couple other brothers read for the first time. And I said, they read better than some brothers that's an MOV.
Mm. Put the bomb,
they
bro.
Was reading better than some brothers that was an MOV.
No, the bomb.
So the spirit is there. The spirit is there because, listen. It's warranted to a point. All this silly dove and no heart stuff,
right,
okay?
Right.
There are a portion of Northern Kingdom that's straight up silly doves. But you about to put some respect on Northern Kingdom, bro.
That's
especially
right.
This brother right here, okay? You put some respect on that.
Put him on the screen. Put him on the screen.
Go ahead,
you got to
put
him up.
Keep going. Good brother. Good solid brother. This was like a rehabilitation center, not just from drugs, but women that are coming out of prostitution. And different things like that. So we did one day women and one day with men. And this was the first day, and there was women there. And I'm telling you, they all received, as far as the understanding of the image, keeping the laws, like it was, and they had good questions. You know, a lot of these sisters had good questions.
Right.
And it's funny, man. You see all of them with pants, right?
Right.
But when Deuteronomy 22:5 came out, none of them got rebellious.
Wow.
And they didn't play dumb. They knew right away.
Talk about us.
They said, damn, yeah, we wearing pants.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? We got to change that, right? Anyway, go ahead. Keep going. These are clips all in there. Keep going. All right. So we had Cornelius present, and then the set when we did the men, Yamagan presented. Go ahead. Keep going. All right. Oh, go back, because I don't know if we have another picture of the brother. Go back. That brother over there,
zoom in
the corner, the dark-skinned brother, Asher. And he's not like somebody, he's not an Asher citizen. He's like from there.
So
all right? So you see the different ranges, okay? That's brother Daniel, I believe. That's Daniel. Good brother. His wife is out there too. She's she follows us also. Solid brother. He's the one that lives in the city, right? And he helped make a lot of the arrangements for us and everything out there. Good brother also. Got a lot of zeal to do the work. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I'm trying to get my beard like Cornelius.
Man.
I'm trying to get my beard like Cornelius, bro. I'm getting the grays. They're starting to come in. I'll have that soon enough. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Just want to share some of the imagery.
That brother's a badass.
Go back. Go back. Go back. Look. Speckled bird, look, just down the row, all right? Keep going. Keep going. Yeah, just keep going. Just keep flipping through. I'll tell you once to stop. That was some camp shots, all right? Okay, keep going.
Officer Asher.
Yeah, he was in the 300.
Hey, that brother's a good teacher, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. He's a strong street teacher, man. And he is incredibly talented with the camera, man. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these shots that you're seeing, that was him. Officer Joshua will show up in some of the pictures too.
And he's single.
Oh, that's right. He's single.
Officer
Asher
is single. That's right.
He's single, right? Mail-in address for donations if you want to send checks or money orders. It's IUIC, P.O. Box 2695. Newburgh, New York, 12550, all right? P.O. Box 2695, Newburgh, New York, 12550. And just note that you want it to go towards the Booster Club, and we'll make sure that we allocate it to the travel fund for when we do this stuff, all right? Someone said, ¿cuándo vienen a Perú? Laws will soon. Maybe you're the one that's going to get us over there, Carlos. Let's see. Reach out to IUIC.Phoenix at IsraelUnite.org. We're looking for connections in each country, and if it's feasible enough, we'll come out. Because we like to come out and ideally have things arranged, like where we know where we're going and stuff. It's not always like that. Sometimes we have to go ahead of time and, you know, scout the areas and do stuff like that. But if we can get some contacts on the ground that can pave some way to us, we'll line it up. All right? That's Daniel again in the background. All right? He was filming with his camera. Go ahead. Keep going. Hey, that sister was Levi. Levi was over there in Ecuador too, man. You talk about dispersed. Levi was over there too. Go ahead, keep going. Keep going. Yeah, so Asher did a great job. Look at them. They all intently. Oh gosh, that prick. Go ahead. That
him,
man. Yeah. That's the one that if you see me like shouting, I was freaking.
¿Dónde? Enséñame. Yeah.
That freaking guy. Bro.
Hey, was that the one I was asking you about, Deke?
That's the way, He said all Puerto Ricans are heroin addicts. Me and Abiel got that.
Mm. Yeah, bro, he said that?
Yeah. I mean, he ain't wrong. A lot of Puerto Ricans are heroin addicts.
Wow.
But damn, bro. Forget.
Wow.
Yeah, man, keep going, bro. Oh, supposedly he came all proud. He said, I have my doctorate in theology. So he asked me, are we under law or grace? I said, we're under both. So I showed him John 1:17, right? He said, see? That's Christ, right? I said, no, look at it. It says grace and the truth. I said, what's the truth? So I went to Psalm, basic stuff. I went to Psalm 119, 142, and everybody around them was like, oh, that's what got them vexed. Because they were like, oh, I guess it's like a universal thing amongst our people. When somebody get read, they like, oh, man, he got pissed after that. He didn't want to listen after that. So that's when it got heated.
Just turned his whole world upside down.
That's when it got heated, bro. I said, bro, you're a doctor in theology, bro. What the hell are you talking about?
Right.
Because he led with that. So then when he wasn't bringing his Bible, I told him, I said, listen, you can say you're a doctor all you want. I said, I come by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's where I taught. Oh, that's what taught me too. I said, that's not what you say. I said, you said you have a doctorate in theology. Get out of here. Go ahead. Keep going. Mm. That prick. He pissed me off. Oh, man. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
That's funny.
Keep going. Camp was hot fire, man. Camp was so good. Keep going. Keep going. Damn, why I got so many pictures of me? Keep going. All right, there's Cornelius. Oh, so yeah, I was helping them. That's the second day radio show, I think. Go ahead, keep going. More stuff. Trips are fun too, man. Especially when the Most High get the victory.
Right.
Go ahead, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Yeah, just keep flipping through. All right, go back. Okay. Daniel wasn't in that one. Okay, keep going. Keep going. Yeah, that was the women's group. Keep going. And that guy there, too, we took his number down. He was,
with the red.
He said that Christianity saved him in prison. And, you know, we were talking to him, though. He was kind of getting it, and he was willing to learn from us. I got to make sure the brothers follow up with him because he seemed eager to, like, follow up with us. But a beautiful country, man. I don't know if you noticed some background shots in the mountains. Man, that was gorgeous, bro. It was gorgeous, man. Beautiful country. Hmm. Beautiful. Keep going. Real high elevation. That was a pose. That's not an action shot. That's a pose, guys.
Damn!
That's the gutter camp spot we were at. Keep going.
Captain Zeff, like, look, check it out.
Bro, yeah, I know. He's like so mellow, but like intense too.
Right.
So it was good. I don't know. Go to like day two, see if there's anything on day two. And then I want to get into some observations that I made. I'm just I want to share the experience a little bit, let the people see, you know. This is where the funds go. This is where we do stuff with. Yeah, you can show these. That's fine. It's not a lot of these. So we went back.
Full
we had
screen.
Camp there. I haven't seen pictures of the other camp spot.
Full
I know it
screen.
Came out in the video.
There you go.
Maybe that's on Officer Joshua's camera. Una Nation. But the camp spot where we ran the Christians off, that thing was hot fire. Thing is, we weren't there for too long because the cops ran us off. But
Una Nation Organizada.
Damn, he wearing the messed up one?
Yeah,
God.
Una Nation.
That was the one that wasn't proof for it.
No.
That's the Spanish.
Una nation organizada.
That was the one that wasn't proof for it. But hey, that was a chief place of concourse right there. Man, it was bus stop. You got little shops there. Hey, you want to know what's wild over there? You don't need a prescription to get drugs.
What?
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Everything's like a pharmacy everywhere. And so, like, instead of going to the, I mean, you go to the doctor.
Oh.
But like, if you got something bothering you, you go to the pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
And you want antibiotics, you get it. You want antivirals, they got it. You want, like, prescription. What would be deemed prescription straight here? Mm. But it was wild. Here's the one thing. You would think that's crazy, right? Like, on the surface, you go, oh, my gosh, that's
be
insane.
Abused. Right.
It's going to be abused. But they don't have an opioid epidemic.
Mm.
There's
Damn.
One here in America.
Right.
There's
Damn.
One here in the United States. But there ain't no opioid epidemic over there. So we were like across from a pharmacy there, and they got them all over the place, like the pharmacies.
Right.
And that, apparently that's like a thing. I know people go to Mexico for that. Like the brothers
yeah.
in California, they'll go over the border to get the medicine and stuff like that.
Inhaler.
Yeah. So they just have that, and the pharmacist will tell you. So it's not like you just go and grab what you want. The pharmacist will give you instruction. Oh, what's ailing you? What's bothering you? Whatever. But one thing I thought about, your initial thing is like, yo, that's crazy how it's unregulated. But it works. They're not. I mean, they got drugs there, but it's like heroin and things like that, coke, right? Maybe some marijuana.
Marijuana and cocaine. Well,
but they're not strung out on like fentanyl and freaking a Percocet and
yeah.
things like that. Like
mm-hmm.
they're able to use it and get it, and it's fine.
Right.
So, you know, it's wild. It's crazy.
Hey, Dick, there was a class that you did where you talked about how like the doctors over there are better. Like
yeah, I was reading. That's right. When we were doing the thing in
Cuba. Yep.
We're talking about they're some of the world's best doctors. Mm. Colombia outranks the United States as far as their medical system. Venezuela does as well. Brazil as well, because they are of higher caliber. But if you have that American mindset in ignorance, you're thinking, oh, you know, they don't have as tall and nice of buildings as we do. They don't have as, listen, some of the infrastructure is a little lacking from what you're used to here. I'll
yes.
definitely say that, especially if you live in a place like Arizona, that's a relatively newer state, newer city. So the infrastructure is a lot more spacious. The roads aren't jacked up and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got stuff like that in these places. But I mean, and it goes back to that. If you have that mindset of, that they must be inferior because they're not American, that they don't speak English and things like that. You have the same mindset that the colonizers had when they came over here.
That's
another thing I'll have to run back in prime time. We did on a Saturday show where in the book American Holocaust, remember we were reading about how when they came over, the Europeans came over to this side of the world, the way our sewage system worked, the way our water system worked, the
right.
way they said we had cities and commerce unlike anything they'd seen in Europe. And supposedly that was the civilized world. But documented, that's not the case. Like the journals of these conquistadors said how we were much more advanced than them in many, many things.
Cleaner.
Where they were more advanced than us was in what their blessing was, which is weapons.
Mm-hmm.
they had gunpowder and different things like that, which we had not yet developed yet, because our mind wasn't on that.
Right.
But we had magnificent things compared to what Europe had.
Right.
Right. We had irrigation
systems.
London
at the time.
Yep.
London at the time.
Yep. Go ahead. Keep going. We'll go through these, and then I want to get into this article, though, to show you that it's important that we go out there, because it's not like they're there in innocence. They do have issues. They do have issues, right? Keep going. Look, wait, scroll back. So, damn, I don't know, and that don't even do it justice. Kind of scroll up. So this street,
zoom in,
goes all the way up for blocks and blocks, and you basically could set up camp anywhere on there, right?
Oh, look, that's the police. Are your homies?
Those were all right. Those guys were
okay. Okay.
Yeah, the ones further up. Like, if you keep going up that hill further up, I mean, it's just a mountain of people. And then, bro, you got, like, these viejitas and viejitos walking up and down these damn hills.
Like nothing.
Bro, like nothing. I'm like, damn. I was like, they freaking got, like, some diesel legs, bro. Go ahead.
Hey, just based off that picture alone, look like two camps.
And bro, you could do a camp, like, every two blocks and it'll still be popping, bro. It's insane.
Oh,
bro, I can't wait to go back. Oh, so go back. That's the other brother there on the right. See, he's reading for Captain Aviel.
Okay.
That's Tonio. All right. Little newer as well, but also very eager. All right. He also, I think, lives near the coast. And it's funny, he was saying one of the hardest things for him, well, more for his wife, was seafood. Like shrimp, because
yes,
they live by the coast, so they eat a lot of shrimp.
Right, right.
It's cheap. Mm-hmm. It's cheap. So she's fallen in line with him because she saw that he wasn't eating it, so they stopped eating it. And you know,
crazy.
Hey, that's the other thing. I was talking to Bishop Kanai, and he said, listen, man, when he was saying Northern Kingdom gets a bad rap about Cristo Negro, that most of the time Northern Kingdom typically, I mean, what we're seeing more of,
yes,
is that they will accept it. Again, unless here in America, they're all crazy here.
And North Mexico.
North Mexico. But he said that the issue in Cuba was pork. That was heavier for them than the image of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's the thing that's heavier, but
right,
they were more strung out on the pork. Oh, pork is all over the place in these figures. But when we got off the bus the first day going to the radio show, freaking lady came up from the market, bro. She had like a freaking chicharron. She was ready to like offer it to us. No, but the funny shit was she had like her bare hand on the chicharron, like she wanted us to eat it from
right,
her bare
right,
hand. She on the phone. She was scratching before we pulled up. No, I'm kidding. She wasn't scratching.
I pictured it all. What?
She wanted us to sample her chicharron so that we could go eat some freaking pork. Mm. Anyway, go ahead. Keep going. All right. Bro, I'm telling you, people were with it. Keep going. I know, especially brothers out here in Arizona. That's heat for you, seeing all that. Yeah, some of y'all wouldn't know how to act with that many people. For you. That's Officer Yashua.
Yes.
That was the other cameraman. He also taught, I think he taught on the third day. Good brother, too, man. Like, just real in it. He did some great drone shots, too. Bro, people were listening, bro. They were receptive. They would stay. It wasn't like, you know, again, it was very few that refused the word. Go ahead. Keep going. Look, that sister popped. She sat down, started taking notes.
I noticed that in the
yeah,
video in the beginning.
Yep. She yeah, sat down, started taking notes. Keep going. That's, again, another shot all the way up there. Okay, keep going. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, so we stayed till dark on the last day.
You know, till camp was fire, it was hours out there.
Yeah, so. No, and we would have stayed more. Yeah, that's Officer Joshua. Good brother too. All right.
Hey, go back. What tribe is he? For brothers out there like, oh,
is he from no?
No.
What
think,
is he?
I think he's Judah.
Is he Judah?
Yeah, bro.
No, he's not.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
He's Judah, bro.
He's on the Northern Kingdom team.
I know, but he speaks Spanish. He's Judah, bro. Officer Joshua, if you see us, if someone from, I think he's Judah,
is he
bro,
Judah?
He was on the IT team national with us and for men's conference in Chicago and in Philly.
I don't even know.
Yes, I think he's one of them brothers that.
Well, this brother's Judah.
Yeah, he's one of like this brother that when we're like, oh, snap.
This
I was like,
Judah.
No. Uh-huh. Like, just like Gideon, bro, from Puerto Rico. He's Judah, bro.
Yep.
And I was like, you traitor.
Yeah, yeah, Gideon's Judah.
But he looks Puerto Rican,
uh-huh,
and he plays. So, yes, I think uh-huh, he's one of the other ones.
Go ahead, keep going. Watch it not be true. You got all excited.
No, I believe he is, bro.
Yeah, we had our own lights out there because it was a major hub, so it was dark at that point, and we were still able to just rock. But go ahead, keep going, keep going. Let's finish these, and then and that's just some action, like some shots of the city and stuff. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like everything. It's like everything's built on plateaus.
Right.
It's the second highest elevation. Right. And keep going. So that's the men. That's the men's rehab. They all had their Bibles out.
Are they
all going over that?
They heavy with the masks on or no? It's
no,
not like America.
Nah. It wasn't crazy. It wasn't crazy with the mask over there. Hey, their rehab's wild, bro. They locked them in, bro. There was no less than five gates that we had to get through with padlocks. Like,
damn.
they're like, you want to recover? You getting locked in, bro. Yeah. And we had to like climb a hill, a cobblestone mountain, and all types of stuff, bro. They don't let them go out for food. They got like voluntarily put themselves in that program, bro. And they get locked
for,
in.
Like drugs and stuff?
Some of them are drugs. Just different lifestyles, different stuff coming out of and stuff like that. Go ahead, keep going. Keep going, keep going. Let's finish these. Go ahead. Let's finish these. And then I want to get into one of the observations, though, to show you how virulent Americanism is. Is that it? Is that all of them? Is that all of them? Did you guys freeze back there?
I think that's it, yeah.
That's it? Okay, yep. All right. So there's a lot. Listen, you got to subscribe to the IUIC Ecuador page if you want to see more footage from the Ecuador trip, all right? All right? Those things are faith building to me. I'm still excited about that thing, you know? Like, it's I'm looking forward to going back. Lord's will, we're going to hit Ecuador again. Then after Ecuador, we want to go to Guatemala. And then from Guatemala, we want to go to Belize. We got brothers in all of those countries, all right? We definitely want y'all to support so that we can make these trips happen, all right? So IUIC.fundraising@IsraelUnite.org, okay,
right.
IsraelUnite.org. All right, that's it with the pictures. Let me jump into one of the things I want to bring out here. So it's funny, while I was out there, this article pops up. Oh, we got a call.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
What's that sound?
I don't know that sound. We got a call. I don't even read the number off anymore. What producer, what do we got? What do we got as far as the caller?
We got Brother Ephraim on the line.
Okay, Brother Ephraim. Hey, Brother Ephraim, welcome to the Power Hour. Shalom.
Hey, Shalom, Deacon. Shalom, family. Most High Christ bless. Welcome back.
Most High Christ bless, sir.
Most High Christ bless.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that. I noticed that I had a couple of buddies growing up that they were from Cuba, and they're actually done with that nursing program down over there. Like a lot of our people, they go to school, they come here to America, and they got to go backtrack all over again, go back to school. You know what I mean? So this shows you that even with all the education that you have, you still got to start from ground zero all over again. So
yeah, that's what they make you do here because, yeah, they try to tell you that their standards here are higher and so on and so forth. When I was in, even for dental hygiene, when I was in my degree program for dental hygiene, I had some people from Spain. I had some people from DR, from the Caribbean and South America that were dentists there. Mm. And
right.
They would basically have to go to dental school all over again in America in order to be dentists. So instead, they opted to keep their license as a dentist in their home country and then get licensed as a hygienist here. So that way, basically, they would spend time here working, making hygiene. And when they wanted to make, like, good money, they would go back to their country for a few months and practice dentistry over there. So it's the same with medical, with dentistry. They make you go through a bunch of different hoops because they won't just let you transfer over cleanly with that stuff. I can't imagine if it's a Cuban doctor how it would be coming in here either, though.
Right. Well, in Cuba, we went over that series about the how America lies on Cuba. And it's free out there. It's free in Cuba.
Yeah.
And they help you.
Right, right. Hey. If you remember, the sister on that video, her mother was in the medical field.
Yep.
And she touched on how her mother would go to Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. That's the Belly of the Beast Cuba.
Yes.
That sister, yep. Yeah, I like that channel. I'll be watching some of her stuff on there. Hey, thanks for the call, Brother Ephraim. Appreciate it. All right. Hey, so one of the things that I noticed when I was there.
Shalom.
I want to get into this because I want to bring out a few scriptures on this to show you how some of the basics need to be brought out to these people here. And while they received the image, while most of them received, you know, keeping the commandments, all right, and what's important by they received the image, for y'all to understand if you really don't, what's important behind that is that if they can't receive the image, then they're never going to accept that they're Israel.
Right.
It don't matter what you show them, all right? To understand that this is what Christ looked like according to the scriptures, okay, that paves the way for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand that, where they say, why does the color matter and everything? It establishes the lineage. It establishes that he's only for one people. And if you can't receive that, the rest of it kind of, I won't say it doesn't matter, but it's a lot harder if you can't get past that hurdle and get that in your head. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times people are going to come out with that. I'll give you an example. My, I guess you would call him, is he an uncle-in-law? My uncle-in-law. He was with IUIC for a little bit, all right, in DR. He said that he didn't like the way we correct brothers and stuff, so he left. He was a super Christian, very strong, mm-hmm. right, in Christianity, okay? And he was somewhat of somebody in his church, like he would teach in his church and everything.
Okay.
And he was here for a little while or whatever, but now he's out there talking about, because he left us, and his reason was he don't like the way we correct brothers, that we speak too hard.
Mm.
And now he's out there talking about that we're not supposed to have images.
Oh, him
so too? Really, bro, he dark, bro, he dark. He dogging anybody in this room.
Mm.
He dogging anybody in this room. But then turns out, so it's like, you know, that people will harbor things for a little while, that in them. So, again, I think it most people are going to receive it if they haven't been too Americanized. But one thing that shocked me, and this is starting to hit, not just in South America in general, this article came up. It says, intimate portraits of LGBTQ youths living deep in the Amazon rainforest. That means this is indigenous. These are people who don't really get out into the world like
They're disconnected from
cell phones, yes,
TV.
Yes, mm. yes.
And it's still spreading.
Yes, mm. and it's spreading, and it's spreading.
That lets you know it's a spirit.
Bro, and that's why I said, this is the second part of the title, the virus of white supremacy. Can we look up the definition of virus?
Mm.
Let's look at, and we're going to read this article. I might not get into some of the other stuff that I wanted to. We spent a little longer than I wanted to just kind of recapping the trip. But I feel it was necessary because I think it's faith building.
Mm-hmm.
I think people see that. They see the work that's going out. And you see that it's bigger than just what we're doing here in America. Because they'll have you believe that what they call Hebrew Israelism is just an American thing, and it's because of we're disenchanted in America. No, they're disenchanted everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wherever our people are, they know that stuff, right? Samoans are Japhet. All right,
yep.
Samoans are Japhet caterpillar J. Those mm-hmm. and so like Hawaiians, Tongans, Samoans, stuff like that. That's Japhet. Now, that's not to say that there might not be some of our people amongst them, right?
Because
The Rock supposedly part Samoan, but his pops is Judah,
right?
So, you know, we scattered everywhere. There's a remnant everywhere. But in general, no, we wouldn't blanket say the Samoans are us. They're more, most of them are more than likely Japhet. But again, we're everywhere.
Right.
Right. Okay. I mean, some Filipinos are us.
Right. Right.
Right.
Filipinos, and
Bishop didn't get too much into it
right.
when he was talking about Japhet on Saturday. But that's what he was basically trying to say when he was like, yes, Filipinos would fall under Japhet, but not entirely, because you had Ephraim and Issachar that were brought there in captivity in droves to farm the land over there.
Mm.
That's the history with the Filipinos. That's why a lot of them will have like conquistador last names or so-called Spanish last names,
mm-hmm.
and some of them tend to look very typical Northern Kingdom. I say
right.
typical because Northern Kingdom has different looks, just like Judah has different looks.
Mm-hmm.
But the prototypical, stereotypical look, a lot of Filipinos have that. So there's a remnant of us mixed in the Philippines as well.
And also, I was reading...
I mean, Pacquiao got hands, so that's probably...
He's probably...
That's probably us. He's probably us.
That's right.
Right.
I was reading like a week or two ago how also a lot of Mexicans went and to Hawaii to teach them how to do the farming and how
yes.
to horses. So
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them stay there. So a lot of them mixing sure went
right.
on.
Right.
So.
Right. No,
hey,
get
dude.
Me the one that I posted from Dictionary.
You know, they call the Filipinos like the ghetto Chinese too. That, like, that's a nickname for
I posted
them.
It from dictionary.com into the group. Right. What are you saying? They call them the ghetto Chinese?
Yeah, Filipino people call like the ghetto Chinese people.
The hell? There we go. There we go. So, panicking back there. Go to number three. All right. So when I say the virus of white supremacy, it's that white supremacy acts like a viral disease, right? It replicates. It goes off the cells of living hosts, right? It hijacks it. But number three is the definition that I want. And read that real quick.
Virus, a corrupting influence on morals or the intellect. Poison.
Poison. Get me that in, is it Micah, about this place is polluted. It will destroy you with a sword destruction.
Yes, sir.
All right? White supremacy is a virus, okay? It's a corrupting influence on the morals or the intellect. It's poison to our people. As you'll see when we read this article, how the LGBTQ, even in Ecuador, it wasn't all over, but you started to see, but that's how it starts, right? Like when COVID hit, right? It was like, oh, there's only 500 cases. There's only this. And then before you knew it was millions of cases, right? And it's everywhere.
Right.
And that's how it works, okay? And this is what I'm saying. While some influences don't get in, you got to understand something. What comes with Christianity is all the ideals of America, all right? Because remember, Catholicism is where Christianity began, and Catholicism is a Roman made-up religion. They call it Roman Catholicism.
Right.
The United States is an extension of Rome. So whereby what comes with that is all the customs that tend to go with it. You would think that it wouldn't, right? Because like, no, well, the Bible doesn't see, but it's not meant that way. It's the wolf in sheep's clothing, so to speak, Christianity. It comes in under the guise of this peace and love and everything else, and then what comes behind that is the ideals and the corruption,
sin,
all right? The corrupting influence on the morals or the intellect of our people, all right? That's what the definition is. Read this in Micah.
The book of Micah, chapter 2 and verse 10. Arise ye and depart. For this is not your rest.
This is why it says we got to be separate. It doesn't mean, because where can we go where the virus of white supremacy is not present?
Mm-hmm.
Where can you go where Christianity is not present? And if not Christianity, it's some other false pagan religion that has different ideals that's against the way God needs us to live.
Right.
So where can you go? So it says we must depart. How? Don't let your morals or your intellect get poisoned. All right? Keep your morals based on what God says we need to morally do. Go ahead, read.
Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest.
Because this is not our rest. Meaning, we got to understand that we're sojourners here, okay?
Right. Yes.
This is a pilgrimage, right? David said we are pilgrims in the earth, okay? Mm-hmm. We must live like pilgrims. What that means is that this is temporary. We must always understand that this is temporary. We have to have our eye on that what we seek is not here, meaning it's not this physicality, no matter how great it looks, no matter how much entertaining it is, no matter how alluring some things may be.
Or for brothers and sisters that, well, you have your own country. Oh, this is not our rest either.
Hey, the chat is getting spammed by Love Chat XYZ, the best adult dating site.
Mm.
And the chat has been cleared.
Can we get that?
I got it.
Okay, we got that out the way. All right. Okay, read this for Micah again, too. Bro, it just kept popping up. I said, damn, you guys are some brothers with spirits on them, bro.
Right. Let me check this out.
I didn't mean to click. I was trying to click on Daniel's comment. Go ahead.
The book of Micah, chapter 2 and verse 10. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest.
Come on.
Because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sword destruction.
It says it's polluted, that this place will destroy you with a sword destruction. It's a virus. It's a corrupting influence on the morals, on the intellect, meaning in your mind. It will destroy you, all right? It's poison. Look, and when I started going over that is when the chat got spammed with that stuff, right?
That's
brothers
true.
Saying, stay Damn. Strong, single brothers. Hey, stay strong, some of you married brothers, all right? Yeah. Not just single brothers. Hey, stay strong, brothers, period, all right? So it's, you got something else that y'all want to bring up?
I was going to say, I got a video right here that goes along with what you're saying.
It's a
video where he talks about the Edomites and how he goes into they're a virus.
Is it long? Let's play it.
2 minutes.
Go ahead. Let's play it. Send it to him.
So, Jothaniel, I'll send it to your,
send it to him. Let's send
Telegram.
It to him.
You mean Matrix?
It's not the Matrix.
It's not the Matrix.
It's not the Matrix.
You sure?
No.
Okay.
No, he would have said that if it was the Matrix.
Okay. Yeah. He would have said that if it was the Matrix.
While y'all set that up, all right, let's go back to the article while you set that up, okay? Just let's throw the article up. So to show you how it came in, like how pervasively it came in. Actually, let's get, before you get that.
Can I get a scripture?
Yeah.
Give me the one in Wisdom of Solomon. I'm trying to find it.
What did you want?
The one about press it down.
Corruptible.
No. The one that says, I'm going to butcher it.
Because I got 1426 about changing of kind. I don't know if that's what you were looking for.
No, I'm looking for the one that says...
The thoughts of mortal men for the corruptible body presseth down the soul?
No. Give me
1 second. All right. While you do that, give me 2 Ezra 5 and 7.
Yes, sir. 2 Ezra 5
yeah. and 7. 2 Ezra 5 and 7 while you look for that, okay?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 5 and verse 7. And the sodomite sea shall cast out fish and make a noise in the night.
Right, so... It's letting you know that in these last times, as this virus starts to creep in amongst our people, and that it poisons our intellect, that it poisons our morals, all right, which come by the Spirit of the Most High in Christ. It says that one of the ways that this will happen, it calls it the sodomite sea, letting you know that it's going to be so – what? Think of the characteristics of an ocean, right?
Right.
It's massive, right?
Mm-hmm.
It covers so much ground, okay? It beats against the rocks, and it calls this, and sodomite means homosexual, it says, the sodomite sea shall cast out fish, meaning literally you're going to start to, you don't even got to go looking for it, that the homosexuality is going to be in your face.
They jumping out the water,
it's going to be in your face, all right? Go ahead, read on.
And make a noise in the night.
Meaning that, remember, oftentimes we talk about how it came out of nowhere.
Right.
That it's done subtle.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell had to happen for this thing to wind up in the Amazon?
Right.
It's talking about indigenous.
Right.
They not part of civilization.
Esau going out there camping.
Well, and I'm going to show you, because the guy who did the article, as I was reading it, I said, this guy got to be a homo.
Mm.
I said, the guy who wanted to spot like this had to be a homo.
Yes.
He had to be. And he is. He says he identifies as queer, the guy who wrote the article.
Mm.
Because, no, and I read the first sentence. It says, and then the guy in the article says, he says, oh, you're a photographer. You're going to be in town? Okay, you're taking my shot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He was like, okay. Like, yeah. It wasn't like.
Yeah, when we read it, you'll see. Right. But jump to verse 1. We're going to read 1 through 10, and then we'll play your video. Or then we'll read what Ashai wants to read.
I got you. Yeah.
5 and 1?
5 and 1. 2 Ezra 5 and 1.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 5 and verse 1. Nevertheless, as concerning the tokens, behold, the days shall come that they which dwell upon the earth shall be taken in a great number.
What? They're going to be taken in this virus. They're going to be taken in this poison of their morals, of their intellect. Come on.
And the way of truth shall be hidden.
And this is what you started to see from the time of the Greeks. I'm going to show you that. That's when the way of truth came to a point where it started to become harder and harder for people to repent. Really, ultimately, the way of truth fully got hidden when we went into captivity where we couldn't read.
Right.
That's when it was totally erased. Okay? Come on, read.
And the land shall be barren of faith.
Right. Because why? Because the Bible will have been perverted. The true judgment, right? We will go without a king, without an image.
Right.
Right, that's the fulfilling of that prophecy that you read in Hosea. Come on.
Verse 2, but iniquity shall be increased above that which now thou seest.
Right, now mind you, the iniquity was heavy back then, but he says that in these last days, you're going to see iniquity increased above that which thou now seest, Ezra. Come on.
Or that thou hast heard long ago.
And it's going to be more than what you heard about historically. Come on.
Verse, and the land that thou seest now to have root. Shalt thou see wasted suddenly.
Come on.
But if the Most High grant thee to live, thou shalt see after the third trumpet that the sun shall suddenly shine again in the night and the moon thrice in the day.
Meaning that wisdom is going to come back into the earth. Mm. You're going to see your teachers. Thine eyes shall see thy teachers, all right? They stood upon their feet an exceeding great army. Come on, read.
Verse 5. And blood shall drop out of wood, and the stone shall give his voice. And the people shall be troubled.
Come on.
And even he shall rule whom they look not for that dwell upon the earth. And the fowls shall take their flight away together.
Read.
And the sodomite sea shall cast out fish.
So he's letting you know that this is going to be a time when sin is going to be increased above measure. And this is why you see that homosexuality is like a virus getting everywhere. Come on.
Cast out fish and make a noise in the night.
Right, meaning that it would have done this secretly. Like it would have, it seems like it accelerated out of nowhere, right? Yep. Like just all of a sudden, damn, it's everywhere now. Come on.
Which many have not known, but they shall all hear the voice thereof.
So the many that have not known is these indigenous that are over here in South America. They didn't know about no LGBTQ stuff. That's not their way. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Verse 8. There shall be a confusion also in many places, and the fire shall be off sent out again.
Right, so you're going to have these wildfires all over the place. You're going to have different tumults and tremors in the earth. Come on.
And the wild beasts shall change their places.
Right, so you see all types. Like I was reading about this uptick in shark attacks. I was reading there was something else with just all this stuff with animal attacks and things like that. You got this zoonosis with the viruses and things like that. Come on.
And
the wild beasts.
And the wild beasts. And menstruous women shall bring forth monsters.
And menstruous women shall bring forth monsters. Man, you got these kids, man. They no good nowadays. They're bringing forth monsters.
You got that one that killed the one you shared that killed his son, his kids in the car. And he was young. He looked very young.
Yep. And then you had the sister that killed her kids.
Oh, gosh.
Bro, it's terrible. It's terrible. I think, Deacon Abiel might be going over some of that stuff soon, all right, going into that. But go ahead, come on.
Verse 10, or verse 9, and salt water shall be found in the sweet.
Hey, I was reading something like that, too. They were saying that salt water is affecting some of the clean water now and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yep, come on. It was something recent. I read an article about it.
And all friends shall destroy one another. Then shall wit hide itself. And understanding withdraw itself into his secret chamber.
And that's where largely we have been for many, many years until now you see this truth and this wisdom starting to come out in the earth. Come on.
And shall be sought of many and yet not be found. Then shall unrighteousness and incontinency be multiplied upon earth.
The key word there is it says unrighteousness and incontinency will be multiplied upon the earth. This began in the time of the Maccabees, 1 Maccabees 1 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
1 Maccabees 1 and 9.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1 and verse 9.
Because this is when you went into that era where Esau has really got the upper hand and maintained their power since, right? Because remember, it was Persian Medes and then the Greeks came after them. And after that, there's no other power that's come up other than Esau.
Another race.
From another race.
Yes.
From another race, right? Because what? You had Egypt. Yep. You had Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
You had, you had Assyria. You had Babylon. You had the Persian Medio. Then once you got to the Greeks, it's all been Edom after that.
Right.
It's all been Edom. Go ahead, 1 and 9.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1 and verse 9. And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves.
This was after Alexander the Greek. Come on.
So did their sons after them many years.
Come on.
And evils were multiplied in the earth.
So we reread in 2 Ezra, he said that incontinency and evil would be multiplied. Here it tells you evils would be multiplied in the earth. Evils would be multiplied in the earth. Let me get Daniel 9 and 4 because it spoke about confusion.
Oh, you're going right? I was just looking at Daniel chapter 8 because there's something when Daniel explains Greece. He says, can I read it real quick?
Go ahead.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 8, about Greece. Yes, real quick. About Greece and the great, the goat. Go ahead.
The book of Daniel, chapter 8 and verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the he-goat waxed very great.
This is going into Alexander. This is going to Greece. Come on.
And when he was strong, the great horn was broken.
Read verse 7. Sorry.
Verse 7. And I saw him come close unto the ram.
The goat came close to the ram.
And he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram and brake his two horns.
And thus he the Persian captivity, the Persian Empire and Persian and Mede was broken. Come on.
And there was no power in the ram to stand before him.
Come on.
But he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him.
Come
and
on.
There was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand.
And there was none that can deliver the out of the ram out of his hand. So, but there's another one. Go ahead.
Verse 8. Therefore, the he-goat waxed very great.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven.
Jump down to verse
11. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host. And by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down.
So what I wanted to get to is where he had so much power that no one was able to bring him down. So never mind. Go ahead, Deke. Sorry.
I killed it.
Who raised you?
I was trying to find
you. Look, man, he got us going all over the place. Right, I'm waiting for the smoke. Hey,
Daniel chapter 8. Let's start at verse 1. No, I'm just kidding.
My goodness. Let's go to Daniel 9 and 4. Thank you.
The book of Daniel chapter 9 and verse 4. And I prayed unto the Lord, my God, and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him. And to them that keep his commandments.
Hey, that's another one that you can bring out when you're trying to, like, deal with the old covenant. And everything. He says he keeps his covenant with them that keep his commandments.
That's okay.
All right? Yeah. His covenant and his mercy is to them that love him. Because they'll tell you mercy is without keeping the commandments. Right?
Right.
That's another good one you can use to bring out when you're precepting with, like, your Hebrews 8, your Hebrews 10, when you talk about the law. All right? That's another one that can go with that. Come on.
Verse 5. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment.
Right, because sin is transgression of the law. Come on.
Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants and prophets.
Right, because the servants and prophets, I was going to go into it at more length, but we don't have time, and I want to read the article and play this video, was the laws on homosexuality, right? You find that in the law, okay? You find discussions on that in the prophets. And it says, we haven't hearkened unto that. Come on.
Which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land.
Come on.
O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee.
Meaning that when you want to know what's right and wrong, what's good and evil, all right, you go to the law. Because only God knows what's righteousness, right? That's why in Romans 7, he says the law is good and holy. Okay, come on, read.
But unto us, confusion of faces.
He says, but unto us, because we strayed from that righteousness, because we did not want to heed to what the prophets and the law and the forefathers said. He said, we get confusion of faces. In what way? We get confusion of faces as far as identity, calling ourselves Puerto Rican, Mexican, Ecuadorian, Black, African American, whatever it is that you bring out, okay? But how else do you get confusion of faces? You go into this LGBTQ stuff. That's confusion as well. We read that in 2nd Ezra. It said, after it said the sodomite sea will cast out its fish in the night, it said that there will be much confusion in the earth. And that confusion of faces deals into what? I'm so confused that I don't know if I'm a man or a woman.
Mistaking a woman for a man.
Right.
Yeah.
It's confusion, even amongst ourselves, that we're going to walk around and there's going to be some of us who are going to be and have this mentality. Come on, read.
As at this day, to the men of Judah.
Right, southern kingdom.
And to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
And northern kingdom. Come on.
And unto all Israel.
Read.
That are near and that are far off.
And that's the part that I wanted to bring out. Because while it was shocking to me that this thing even reached the Amazon, it says that this confusion of faces was going to be to all Israel that are near or far off. Come on.
Damn. Through all the countries whither thou hast driven
wherever
them.
We are. These things will follow us. Come on.
Because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee.
Because we sinned against God. Because if we'd have stayed keeping those commandments, these things would have never touched us. Come on. Read on.
O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face. To our kings, to our princes.
Our leaders are confused as well. They're passing laws that allow this type of stuff. They're teaching these same lies and this evil to us. Come on.
And to our fathers, because we have sinned against
them. Because we have sinned against them. Let's get Wisdom 14:26.
Can I redeem myself?
After I read Wisdom 14:26.
Yes, sir.
It better be a good redemption.
Yes.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14, verse 26.
This goes with the confusion of faces and that LGBTQ stuff. Come on.
Disquieting of good men.
Come on.
Forgetfulness of good terms.
Uh-huh. Right?
Defiling of souls. Changing of kind.
Changing of kind. So now you're saying, I want to be transgender. I want to be a transvestite. All that type of stuff. Is that it on that verse?
Disorder in marriages.
Look at that. Disorder in marriages. That's what you're seeing now, too. There's no sanctity in that anymore. Come on.
Adultery. And shameless uncleanness.
And shameless uncleanness, all right? Shameless, meaning that you're out there.
Not giving a damn.
You don't care.
Exactly.
You don't care. Hey, right. I'm gay. I'm this. I'm that.
Mm.
I like Rod. I like munching carpet. It don't matter.
Bruh.
Shameless.
That's what they run around doing. That's what they run around doing. Bring out what you want to bring out, because I want to show this video about the virus, and I want to read the article.
Go back to Daniel chapter 8, verse 5. And so what I wanted to get to is that after Greece, no other race of nations has been the Caucasian race. So that means their power and their policies and all their ideologies and all their wickedness went across the earth. 8:5, sorry.
The book of Daniel, chapter 8:5. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth,
mm-hmm.
and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes.
So now it says, touch not the ground. I have a little number next to mine that says, none touched him in the earth. And it has been since then. Since Greece, since Alexander, no one has touched this man. So guess what? Going back to 1 Maccabees 1:9, the evils have been multiplied upon the earth.
Yeah,
so,
under them, because yep. no other race has come up to be in power since
nope.
then. So the nations are all as a drop of the bucket compared to Israel.
That's
all right.
Right.
But that's a good point to bring out.
No
other nation has come up.
Mm-hmm.
No one has touched them. Let's go back. Oh, let's watch this because you said you got this video about the virus.
Yeah, this is actually a really good video.
Look, I said, well, that white supremacy is like a virus.
I don't know. It's a video I seen a little while back.
I've seen this. I think this is from a show.
Okay.
This guy, I forgot what show this is. Go ahead.
Oh, that's the guy from Stranger Things.
Stop. You got no sound.
Channel 9. Is the thing muted? Tab muted? Come on, brothers. Alrighty then. This Power Hour is brought to you by IUIC TV.
It's just quiet. You can hear it, but it's quiet now.
Turn it up. Channel 9.
Tribute.
Okay.
Say something.
You want me to say something?
There we go.
Fine. I'll say something. You people. You're not a race. You are a virus. You destroy the world. Everything beautiful, you poison. You drag us from our homes.
That's literally everything you're saying.
Rape our daughters, murder our sons. You crack our spines and do all you can to break our will. You stab us. Then you put the knife in our hand and tell us it's our fault. And if you don't do it yourself, you stand by, close your eyes, and pretend there's nothing wrong. And then you pray to your God to silence our screams so that you can enjoy the happiness that we built for you with our blood. But it's not your fault. It's the only way you know how to be. And the only thing that will change anything is if another virus comes along and does to you what you do to us. And I hope that happens very soon.
Oh, it surely will.
Yeah.
It surely will. It surely will. Oh, man, that's that phenomenon that's going to come out.
Right.
I don't need to hear what he got to say. Leave that. That's it. That's
right,
all we
right,
needed
right.
on that. That's all we needed on that. Damn, it's a virus. Let's go back to the article. I got to read this part, man. We got to get this in. I have some stuff. I was going to go over a little bit of understanding some more on Ecuador, South America. But we'll talk about we'll talk about that on next show. All
I'll,
right?
bring, I'll bring my book. I'll be ready.
Yeah. I'll bring
I
the other
book
so we can talk about the Solomon's Woo! Navy. I'll bring it, the Atkinson's casket.
Is it going to be the hour plus and a half?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. All right, so they got this picture here. This is the main guy in the article that he mentions.
Yes.
That's a man.
Wendell.
Brothers, calm down. There's 9 pictures. Go through some of the pictures. People like pictures. Okay, scroll. Let me see what else they got. Keep going.
That's where he lives.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a man.
AD.
Uh-huh.
So brothers that be on the internet thinking that they're looking at a woman, better be careful. That could be a man.
It could be
you're
a man.
Over here lusting.
Yeah. Look, I think that's a woman trying to be a man. Come on. That's, I think, a gay one. All right. Anyway, scroll down. Go ahead. Let's read that.
While eating dinner at a restaurant in Cerrito, A small town deep in the Amazon rainforest, Daniel Jack Lyons was unexpectedly approached by a local drag performer, Wendell. 2 days earlier, the American photographer...
And you know damn well his name ain't Wendell.
Right.
He's not from the rainforest and his name is Wendell. All
right?
Right.
Come on.
2 days earlier, the American photographer had met with the young community leaders in the...
Notice it's the American photographer. Don't let that go unnoticed. It's an American photographer. Okay, come on.
Had met with young community leaders in the hope that some might participate in a new project exploring the lives of marginalized youth in the remote Brazilian region.
The
word had quickly spread.
Now, here's the irony in this whole thing. He's running, and he's basically saying that marginalized are the ones that want to be gay, that want to be LGBTQ, and that's what marginalized. Can we look up the definition that I sent you of marginalized? I want the one I sent you from Dictionary.
Come on.
Tell me, I didn't send it? Maybe I didn't send it. It's possible I didn't send it. But go to dictionary.com and look up marginalized. Damn, I was supposed to. Damn, I got you. Keep all this stuff. We're gonna go over this stuff the next show. I got some good stuff to go over.
Right there, just
marginalized. And then I want the one from dictionary.com.
Mm-hmm.
Dictionary.com. There we go. Go ahead.
Marginalized, placed in a position of little or no importance, influence or power.
So you would think him talking about indigenous people in the Amazon rainforest. Just the fact that they're deemed a so-called minority would make them marginalized. Mm-hmm. In a position of no importance, influence, or power. What makes us marginalized is that the virus that the white man is, that Esau is,
right,
has poisoned us, has poisoned our morals, has corrupted our morals, has corrupted our intellect away from what the Most High God says. But what he means marginalized is that they don't have power to be gay, to cast out like the sodomitic sea, casting out fish. But they're not marginalized because clearly this thing has gotten over there.
Right.
So it's funny to me how he'll go and he'll say they're marginalized because they're supposedly LGBTQ, but they're not marginalized because they're minorities. They're not marginalized because the country has been robbed and raped and pillaged, mm-hmm, right? The economy to this day is not what it could be. Those countries in South America should be world powers, but they're not. With all their resources and everything like that, why? We've gone over this on the show because of things like the Monroe Doctrine, the Banana Wars, okay? All these different things that we've shown, the oppression that started with the United States and everybody that's Confederate with her, have done to our people in what's known as Central and South America, all right? Go back to the article, Marginalized My Behind. Go ahead, read.
New project exploring the lives of marginalized youth in the remote Brazilian region.
Come on.
Word had quickly spread.
Here's the part where it's funny.
Uh-huh.
He came up to me and said, "You're the photographer. I'm a drag queen, and you're photographing me on Thursday." Lyons recalled a new phone interview. The pair met up, and the resulting portrait, Wendell staring defiantly at the camera with a lit matchstick in his mouth, went on to become the standout image in Lion's Dreamy new coming of age series, like a river. But as both a photographer and a trained anthropologist, Lyons appears more interested in the human stories behind his picture.
See, anthropology it's not sociology. Anthropology deals with like the bones, excavation of ancient civilizations and things like that, with the past, right? Sociology deals with the mindset. So this guy, like, I said, something's wrong. I said, this photographer must be gay.
Yes.
I said, he probably went there, and he's probably linking up with these guys and all this stuff like that, right?
I'll make you famous.
But go ahead, keep reading.
Wendell does a drag performances, but he's also caring for his mother's small business selling
churrasco. Ooh, churrasco's real good.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, man.
Grilled meat. At night in the market, he said she's quite ill and he's taken over. So it's a very sensitive thing.
He
doesn't want to do drag and have any resulting discrimination negatively affect the business, which is what they're surviving on.
So to let you know that by and large, the community does not accept it.
Right.
But it's permeated into these places. And they're there, and, like, this is the result that you're seeing here, right? Come on.
So, as a way of overcompensating, he has become this mother.
This mother.
to all the non-binary, trans, and queer kids in the town.
Bro, I bet you didn't even know what some of those terms were until this photographer told them that they were that. This is the part of the story that they not freaking putting into there, right? Go ahead.
Lyons added, recounting how Wendell opened his home to struggling teens and has helped transgender youth access hormone therapy in the nearest city.
Meaning, now, it's not even just that they're dressing that way. He's been given resources to send them where they can go and get the hormone therapy so that they can change their kind, like we read in Wisdom of Solomon 14, so that you can get changing of kind. Come on.
You got to scroll down.
Someone said it's not Wendell, it's Wendy.
Good.
Basing himself in Sarero and the nearby Tupana River for up to 8 weeks at a time, Lyons went on to photograph dozens more young people for the series.
He sounds like a perv. He sounds like a pervy homo that likes young boys. That's what it sounds like. Come on.
Which is currently on display at the Rencontres de Arles Photo Festival in France. About half of the subjects in his accompanying book are trans, non-binary, or queer in some way, said the photographer, who himself identifies as queer.
There you have it. So as I was reading it, I said, something's up.
Right.
I said, this guy sounds like he's going under the guise of photography to hook up with young boys.
Right.
Damn.
That's literally what it is.
Bro, all I was thinking is like, oh, you're gonna photograph me? Yeah, come on, let me photograph you in the hood.
Right.
Like, and they freaking went and they did some queer ass shit.
Damn.
Bro, and that's how it happens. A lot of these Edomites, they'll go to these remote places and they'll try to link up with boys and stuff like that. So it's not even, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's done in such a way that it brings this, it starts to spread everywhere.
And then it can be done, it's in an area where it can be covered up easily.
Yes.
There's nobody.
Yes. Right. You won't get attacked by the law like out here, things of that nature. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go ahead. Read on.
Their stories contain tales of turbulent gender transitions and family friction. One person, Lyons, spoke to for the project.
This part is so funny. Go ahead.
Had been disowned by their wife.
Notice the words that they use. Disowned by his wife. Come on.
And parents.
Uh-huh.
And separated from their son after coming out as trans.
You're damn right. You're going to be disowned. Because you're no longer, he's no longer a husband. He's
not,
no longer dad anymore.
Dad, yeah, he's not pops.
Right, you're not pops anymore. So, like, really? So, the man you married,
right,
the dad you looked up to is supposed to say, I'm trans now. And you're just supposed to be okay with that?
Right. Okay, right. Poppy.
Okay, Poppy, it's all right. Let's go cook the churrasco.
Right.
Hell no. Like, they make all this stuff sound like it's a tragedy.
Yes. Right.
The tragedy is that this thing has reached this place.
Tragedy? You destroyed your own family.
That's pollution. And that's Isaiah where it says things, the evil, they make it good, and the good, they make it evil.
Yes. Wow. Yep, exactly. Come on.
The photos were also taken against the backdrop of social stigmas in a country where homophobic hate crimes are on the rise.
Because by and large, they don't play with that stuff, right? So I was surprised. I didn't send a picture. But I have pictures of there was a couple of LGBTQ at the camp spot. Mm. And Captain Abiel started blasting them, and they just, like, left for a little while, and then they, like, came back, like. But, bro, I'm talking about straight just ass cheeks out in the wind. Dudes, dressed like girls.
What the hell is this?
Just like girls. Come on.
Wow. Hate crimes are on the rise, and LGBTQ rights appear increasingly under threat. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who once told Playboy magazine that he would be incapable of loving a homosexual son, has voiced disapproval of the country's same-sex marriage law.
Right, so Brazil has allowed same-sex marriage in their legislature. Come on.
Yet, the overriding spirit of Lyons' images is one of resilience.
It's rebellion. Right, which is the same like witchcraft. It's resilience, they say. It's rebellion because they want to freaking fulfill their lust, all right? That's like what you read in Romans 1. Come on.
There was a sense of perseverance.
There was a struggle among everybody.
At the top?
Yep.
There was a struggle among everybody I worked with, for sure, he said. But it's almost like discrimination is just understood in a
tacit.
Tacit way.
Meaning like quietly. Like it's like, okay, this is how, the same way we understand that we're discriminated against, they're trying to say they just understand that being gay, they're going to be discriminated against. Come on.
It's the undercurrent, it's there. But as I was becoming friends with people, there was a lot of positive discussion.
Anyway, the point that I wanted to bring out of this is that this thing, keep scrolling. Let me see if there's anything else I want in this article. Scroll, 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 scroll. Hold on. You go too fast. Let me see. Okay, I got to read that part. Go, scroll up, scroll up. Wait. Okay. So go where it says lions.
Lions.
No, no, start where, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go up. Go up. Right there. There's obviously... Hey, why are you going so...
Who is it, Michael?
Come on. There's obviously... Go ahead. Read there, that. And we're going to wrap up after this. Go ahead.
There's obviously a lot of discrimination based on being queer. But I think the bigger threat for people is that Bolsonaro has created this Wild West in the Amazon. There's a lot of fear that loggers and illegal miners can come into a community.
Right. So instead of focusing on the loggers and illegal miners, they're focusing on freaking LGBTQ, right? Like, how about you get into that real story, how the indigenous are being chased out because of loggers and illegal miners and things like that? How the oppression of what was going on back east of those came is still going on today. Go ahead. Come on.
Can come into a community, he added, referring to recent reports of miners attacking indigenous villages in the hunt for gold and other resources.
But that's not the story. The story is LGBTQ somehow in the Amazon rainforest. Come on, Reed.
Lyons, who has previously produced series on marginalized youth in
Mozambique
and Ukraine.
Meaning when he says marginalized, he's not talking about that they're marginalized because they're a minority.
Right.
He's not talking about they're marginalized because of miners and illegal loggers coming in hunting for gold. They're marginalized because they're gay in a place where they know that gay is not right.
Right.
Go ahead.
Mozambique and Ukraine treats portraiture as an act of collaboration and is subject as friend.
And that's just creepy. To me, that means he's going there. And listen what the next verse says. That makes me see that he does this to go so that he could get laid.
Right.
Go ahead.
The photographer focuses on building relationships
before
picking up his camera. I could turn you into a movie star.
Yep. Come on.
He usually won't capture people the day he meets them. And he gives collaborators power over where and how the shoots take place, including what they wear and how they pose. It's not traditional photojournalism where you swoop in, take pictures, and swoop out, explained Lyons, who said he is still in touch with many of the people featured in Like a River.
Oh, gosh, that's it. I don't even got to read the last part, man.
You know, that's some nasty stuff. He usually goes out
goodness.
There. So that's what he does. He goes out there, does his nasty, and then, you know.
Yep. So, you know, I wanted to show this. I was going to show how some of the things of white supremacy are still out there. Lord's will, next show, I'll go over into a little more. I want to go more into the geography, into a little bit of the history of Asher somewhat, and break that down. So we'll see. We won't have the show next Wednesday because we got men's conference coming up. People will be traveling and whatnot. So we will not have a live show next Wednesday. Maybe we'll throw a replay up. What do we got Saturday, Spanish or English?
Forgot.
Well, we also have the Power Hour on Facebook on Saturdays, 11 a.m. Arizona time.
English.
All right. We got the English Power Hour, right? We got the officers that host that. That'll be on Saturday. Hey, brothers and sisters, like the Ecuador page, all right? IUIC Ecuador on YouTube. Let's get those subscribers up, all right? We had, 400-something, almost 500 watching at some point tonight. That's on the Classroom 2. We had over 100 on the Phoenix page. Like and subscribe to the Ecuador page, all right? We're going to be dropping camp footage and things like that from there. We need to support, all right, as we continue to go through all these places. You guys got any closing thoughts?
Evils are multiplied in the earth, and
evils
we see it how. And we
That's
see it,
right.
It's still being done today, and we
it
see
sure
how.
It sure is. It sure is.
Far or near.
Yep. So stick with us, all right? We'll be back on the week after next, live on Wednesday, all right? I still got stuff with social constructs that we got to finish on.
Let's go.
We're gonna touch on the rest of Ecuador and a little bit of the history of Asher, all right?
Since that's next week is going to be the Power Hour Plus and a Half.
Next show, Power Hour Plus and a Half.
Power Hour Plus and a
yeah.
Half.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah. Right. We're going to bring out some books. You said you got a book you want to bring, right?
I got like two.
So we're going to bring out some books. All right. I got to bring out, I have more than one, but that's the main one.
Yeah.
That one by itself will take, because it's like two pages. It's like two big pages. That'll take a while for us to go over.
I
we're
going
to talk
like
about that.
Two books, not like two books and then like a couple videos.
Okay.
And all right.
Okay.
So the Power Hour Plus Plus next week.
Power Hour Plus Plus.
Special edition. 2 hours.
Anyway, with that, we say shalom. Y'all stay safe out there. All right. Happy new moon for tomorrow night. All right. Tomorrow night's the new moon. It's a double Sabbath. Make sure y'all prepare. Okay. So prep day is tomorrow, not Friday. Prep
That's
day
right.
is tomorrow because we got new moon Thursday night to Friday night. And then you got the weekly Sabbath from Friday night to Saturday night. All right. So with that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
Fire, fire, fire.
All praises, all praises.
Miss Luna Nueva.
I mean, they asked if they can do that as an outro.
I guess.
I said, go ahead and do it. Oh, put the spirit out there. Small fire.
Nelly's drone footage shots is dope, bro.
Oh, he has so much drone footage.
It's the same video or different?
Same video.
That's a hot promo, bro. I'm gonna do their thing. They definitely did their thing.
Damn!
Damn. Damn.